A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America this Thursday, the 23rd of February 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable on Live Talk, we're discussing about the U.S. First Lady Jill Biden's trip to Africa. We'll also be looking at some of the challenges faced by women in leadership and other issues affecting women. Tinok chingamizai ne mufaro pano. Amai Biden varimu Namibia umonasi vasangana ne mutungamiri wenyika ii ne mudzimai wavo pamabiko aitwa masikati. Amai Biden vashanya zvakare kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzine zvirongwa zvemadzimai uko vavimbisa kuti America ichange ichidyidzana nevamwe vari kuita zvirongwa zvine chekuita nemadzimai vechidiki nezvekudya. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden continued with her visit in Namibia today, where she was guest of honor at a state luncheon with Namibia's First Lady Monica Geingob and her husband, President Hage Geingob. She later visited women empowerment projects in the country where she pledged U.S. support. The First Lady is expected to meet the youth tomorrow to discuss democracy. We will now take a world tour where around the world, prominent women are leaving their jobs to pursue other interests and focus on their priorities. Let's hear more from VOA's Laurel Bauman has the story.
Some of the world's female leaders are quitting. In Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon recently announced her resignation as First Minister, citing the heavy personal toll of political life.
Since my very first moments in the job, I have believed that part of serving well would be to know, almost instinctively, when the time is right to make way for someone else.
Yes, her party has stumbled in its push for Scottish independence, but Sturgeon proudly stated that she wanted to spend more time with family.
That will help us to build a future.
In New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern stepped down in January as Prime Minister. While rising inflation had dented her party's popularity, Ardern cited the demands of motherhood as a top reason for leaving.
I know what this job takes. And I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice.
In the U.S. House of Representatives, politician Nancy Pelosi in November relinquished her role as the top House Democrat. And in Africa, head of the Ethiopian Supreme Court, Meza Ashanafi, resigned in January. Is this the great resignation of women leaders?
I think what we see in the great resignations of women leaders is that the ecosystem is not women-friendly. I think it is important for us to look at these structures and systems and institutions that were historically created and defined by men, that they no longer are sustainable.
Meanwhile, research by leanin.org and McKinsey & Company suggests that women in business want better pay and more flexibility at work and are prepared to switch jobs to get it, and they are more likely to want to work from home, perhaps to care for family.
I think it is getting more acceptable to be a caregiver in leadership.
And some research shows that the less gentle and more assertive a woman leader seems, the more unlikable she is perceived to be, even by other women. Former Malawi President Joyce Banda told The Guardian newspaper that her biggest critics tended to be women. But it's not all downhill for women in leadership. Experts say the trend in part-time work in Europe will help women, as well as quotas for female representation in business. And they say many cultures are more accustomed to having female leaders.
In cultures where female leadership has long been institutionalized, such as in Scandinavia, then there is very high support for female leaders, and Indeed, almost half their leadership is female.
Upon handing over the gavel, former Speaker of the U.S. House Pelosi marveled at how many more women are serving in the chamber than when she joined 35 years ago. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Very interesting there indeed. But now let's take a look at what's going on in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe living on the border with Zambia are increasingly taking advantage of their neighbors' superior health care. But Zambian officials say they are also draining resources, as nearly one-third of patients in some clinics and hospitals are Zimbabweans. Columba's Mavunga reports from Zambia in Lusaka.
One of the people lying in this cemetery in Lusaka, Zambia, is Mavis Banda, a Zimbabwean who died earlier this month at the University Teaching Hospital, Zambia's largest hospital. No one followed Banda to Zambia or claimed her body. Lusika Manikwao, a fellow Zambian who befriended Sibanda at the hospital and tried to take care of her. She explains how she felt burying Sibanda in Zambia away from her relatives.
I was hopeless because the job was just too much for me. I couldn't bear it. I felt bad as well. Because someone to just die like that without relatives.
Tambanikwao said Sibanda had left 3 children in Zimbabwe. Tafadzwa Masimba, a nurse from Zimbabwe who works in Zambia, says she understands why her fellow citizens are seeking health services here. It's free to those who can't afford it.
You can access any health service that you want at a government hospital, and then it's usually for free. If you have to pay, it's like you pay just a very low amount. It's very affordable. And then there are also doctors everywhere here. It's like the doctors are in the hospitals 24/7.
Imran Raymond Vaidia is a social aid officer with IK Charitable Trust, a non-profit that has been assisting foreigners, including Zimbabweans, who come to Zambia for medical treatment.
We normally assist foreigners, especially Zimbabweans, in repatriation to get back to where they came from, you know. Two, we also assist Zimbabweans in purchasing of spectacles. We also assist Zimbabweans in payment of lab tests. As you all know, it is very difficult for a foreigner, especially a Zimbabwean, to be put under NEMA.
NEMA manages Zambia's national health insurance. Minister of Health officials declined to reveal the cost of treating Zimbabweans in Zambia. Natalie Mashikolo of the University Teaching Hospital says Zambians treat Zimbabweans as their relatives.
Obviously, you would expect if a patient from Zimbabwe comes here, it's just automatic for you to know that when you look at them and you assess them, you know that these people can, the Zimbabweans cannot pay. So that's why we cannot turn them away. And when they are discharged, we contact the embassy and see if there's any way they can help. If they can't manage to help, then we bring in our cooperating partners.
These cooperating partners include IK Charitable Trust, which assisted in Sibanda's funeral. Many hope that Zimbabwe improves its public health system so its citizens do not die abroad seeking medication, as in the case of Sibanda. The Embassy of Zimbabwe in Lusaka and the Ministry of Health in Harare could not be reached for comment. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa zvanga zviri kuitika kana kuti zviri kuitika kuZambia panyaya yekurapwa kwevanhu. Mapurisa EZRP anoti vanhu vatatu vakuvara mushure mekunge mapurisa ekanzuru yeBulawayo ashandisa mabara eraba kuedza kudzinga vanotengesa mumigwagwa yeguta iri. Vari kuramba kubviswa pavanoti vari kuwana raramo. aiwa apo ndo zvanga zviri kuitika nasi mubulawayo. Let's now take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by our guest, Fortunate Hove Cooper, the director of Concerned Family based in California, and More Blessing Makawa, a Zimbabwean businesswoman based in Namibia. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you.
I will start off with Miss Makawa. Tombonzwa vari ku Namibia. Makadi enyu ku Namibia uko. Sisi More Blessing Makawa. Makadi enyu. I don't think her phone, I can't hear her very well, so I'll switch over and go to Mrs. Fortunate Hove Cooper. How are you, ma'am?
I'm very well, thank you, ma'am.
So we'll start off just looking at the visit by the First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, to Namibia. What's your take?
I think it's very important, or if not... a belated move to try and help the women, because if we focus on assisting a sustainable development or support for women, then we are likely to see change in the children's well-being and the community success in general.
Mumbotaura nerurimi rwamai kuti munoona sei zvakakosha kuti mudzimai uye mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica, amai Jill Biden, vange vari kushanya kuAfrica uko taona nhasi vari muNamibia?
Ini ndinofunga kuti izvo mudzimai akapiwa rubatsiro nekutsigirwa kwakakwana, iye anokwanisa kubatsira kuti vana vave neraramo yakanaka, uye nharaunda yaanorarama mudzimai kana zvinhu zvichimufambira zvakanaka, anogona kuisimudza kuti ive neraramo yaka iri nani.
Regai timboedza kuti tinzwe kuna muzvare More Blessing Makawa. Taurai tinzwe, tanga munogona kunge muri kutinzwa, but I couldn't hear you. Go ahead, please come onto the program.
Yeah, ndiri kukunzwa here. Mhenyo kuti makundinzwa here.
Haye zvine zvimam fefefe chaimo. Imi ndimuri ku Namibia umo. Mungatitsanangurirawo kuti kwakamira sei zvizvi zvamuri kuona nekushanya kuri kuita amai Jill Biden, zvakakosha sei?
Ndinoona sekuti chinhu chakanaka zvikuru, because she is vasarudza kuti vape a visit in person, kuti vange vari on the ground vachionawo pangave paine needs emadzimai nevana, things like that. Like nasi vanga vachiita tour kuma locations nekuma orphanage.
Zvakakosha sei kuti tione zvirongwa zvakadai zvichiitwa muAfrica?
Zvakatikoshera zvakanyanya, nekuti it gives us hope that they support for madzimai,
Mm-hmm. And you also speak Ndebele, so if you can just tell me in Ndebele what you saw today and what's your view on First Lady Jill Biden visiting Namibia since you're there in Namibia.
Okay. What's First Lady, by the way?
No, just you can say First Lady, it's fine.
All right. Namhla First Lady of America ube le visit akade yenza emalokitini alapha eVindhuku. So ube move around kuma orphanage homes la kuma women's centers ebona ama needs abo mama. Izinto omama abangazifuna o abangafuna ukusizwa yizo mbona kuyinto eqhakathekileyo kakhulu ngoba into yokuzibonela iyachiyana le nto yokutshelwa.
Uh-huh. Mm. So can you see something like this happening in Zimbabwe from what you're seeing?
I think environment into yakasiyana.
Uh-huh.
You know, Namibia is a peaceful country. It's very quiet, and people are free to speak, people are free to air their views. So it attracts even help from mm-hmm. overseas. It attracts even help from other countries. Unlike Kumshakwedu,
mm-hmm.
people are not free. There's no democracy.
Mm-hmm. If you can say the same thing in Ndebele on what you're seeing and what you think Zimbabwe needs to do to attract such visitors like Amai Jill Biden.
Yeah, mbona kuyinto eqhakathekile ukuthi abantu babe lokukhululeka okugcweleyo ngoba as it is in Namibia. Namibia is a very free country, it's a very peaceful country. So kona loko wenza ukuthi kona kona abantu bangaphandle, very attracted to this land. It's very peaceful. People are not afraid to visit Namibia. People are not afraid to come air their views. People are very free. Ukubuya lapha. So kuyinto nje esifisayo ukuthi ngabe kuba njalo la ngasekhaya.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very interesting there. And we'll also just acknowledge some of those that are streaming with us on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Thank you very much. And I can see there is Aaron Chikadzi who's saying, Tete, I shared your live. So thank you very much to all those that shared. And we are hoping that we'll also be hearing from our valued callers who are the stakeholders of this show. Again, Boyenda Kwamuri Amai Hove Cooper, just tell us a little bit more about how you are doing there in California as a Zimbabwean woman. What kind of business are you into? And also, I hope you saw the video that we showed about some women leaving their high-powered jobs to now go and take care of their families or do other jobs.
Yes, I saw it. And it tells you about the trend regarding the value system that, you know, perhaps the competitive environment of politics or maybe sometimes business, just leadership in general, is not very user-friendly to the woman. And I think more needs to be done regarding that. Out here in California, I am the co-founder of a non-profit organization called The Concerned Family, where we have focused on community development. It's a community outreach program where we feed a hot meal every day to the local people. We do not discriminate. If you are in need of food, you come and get lunch and you take some food home. And we see the need increasing even here in America. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the economies are not doing as well for some of the people, and they need help. And I also write. I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an author who's published. But my focus really is on the brokenness of women, because if they do not have the support system to be able to rise and stand for themselves, it destroys a lot of the family potential, because the woman is a backbone of the family unit.
Thank you so much. Tombodzokera kwa muri muzvaremo Blessing Makawa. Taona zvakare imwe nyaya yaitika kuZimbabwe nasi. Taona vanoita mabasa ekushanda mumigwagwa. Vachinzi pane vatatu vavo vapfurwa nemaplastic bullets kana kuti marabba bullets nemapurisa ekanzuru. Kwakamira sei ikoko kuNamibia takatarisa vanoita zvekushanda mumigwagwa zvii zvingadzidzawo Zimbabwe?
Kana vachisudurudzwawo havazviite violence, they do it in peace. And vanoziva kuti ndo pari kutoraramira vanhu. Mapurisa wekanzuru, they actually go around cleaning those places anotoshandirwa nevanhu, because they know kuti majority of their people, they are also not employed. So I think it's not a good thing. So one of the ita kumu short is no gumfrias. That way, big thing. So good to know kumu kwa kukuwa rava mwez. Which is, yeah, so I don't get it up.
Mumbo taura neisi ndebele kuti munoona sei nyaya iyi yekuwa ni kwa iku kwa tuku nkwa zvaitika kuBulawayo. Uye zvezvi zvakamira sei iku kwa kuNamibia kwa muri.
Ya, mbona kuinde nga mbona kuinto eqakathekileyo kakhulu ukuthi khona khona if only our government would consider ukuthi imajority yabantu abekhaya they are self-employed. They are not like on jobs or ukuthi they can be told ukuthi bayekele ukuthengisa ukuthi bayenza lokhu. It's different. The situation is very different. So ngabe kuyenzeka ukuthi instead of just chasing them away, bebe le ndawo abangabafaka khona ukuthi maybe bebe sesebenzela khona, unlike dispersing the abantu and then ending up it becoming violent.
Tombotarisa yedu kuti imi ikoko munoshandawo nemamwe madzimai, mabasa api amuri kubata ikoko kuNamibia?
Mainly kunoku vaZimbabweans akawanda toita mabasa emaoko business. Kosa mapemisi kuno kwanonetsa.
Saka zviri kuendeka here?
Havacharenewi mapemisi emaforeigners. In most fields vava kuda kuemploya vanhu vavo. Of which wo hatingavashori vanhu vacho votawandisawo munyika yevarizi.
Kutaona imwe video yanga iri kutarisa zvanga zviri kuitika kuZambia, uko kunonzi kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunorapwa ikoko. Kwakamira sei kuNamibia panyaya yekuenda kuchipatara imi muri zvizvarwa zvekunze kwenyika, nyanya madzimai?
Madzimai kudhara kana waienda maybe wakazvitakura waisabhadhara, but nowadays kana uchienda for check vanoiti ANC wakubhadhara mari. Havazorambi zvavo kubatsira vanhu vanenge vasina mari, but card rako rinotoindicatewa kuti not paid. So pavanozokubatsira ndepaya pekuti wakuda kutora birth certificate remwana, mwana hapiwe birth.
Saka mombo
they can provide my services also, but birth certificate haupiwe.
If you can explain to us that in isiNdebele, that what happens, we saw the situation in Zambia. What's happening to you, especially women there in Namibia, when it comes to a provision of medical services to you as immigrants?
Yeah, women zavala yongapa ikuti nga unwa suwa wala apa and ungelama pepa. Yes, ungakhona ukuyelatshwa kumbe ukubeletha nxa kuyikuthi ufuna uzithwele, but kukhona lapho abakubambela khona abakuniki, like nxa ukade uzithwele abakuniki i-death certificate yomntwana, or nxa kuyikuthi uyagula or uyazinyelwa kulamanye ama-operations, like ababefuna cash up front if they are a foreigner, unlike what they do with their own people. Abantu nxa bengenamali they get the service they want.
Okay, hold on please. More blessing. I have a caller, Egias Muvindi, who's a really, good follower of ours. Welcome to the program. Makadiko, Eva Egias Muvindi.
Ai
wat akasimba isu makabvira nesu kure uko pakatanga Studio 7 jaipo tinokuchingamidza itaura itinzwe.
Handina kunyatsonzwisisa nhasi tine nyaya ipi chaiyo chaiyo.
Munogona kutaura nepamusoro pezvataona zvichiitika kuBulawayo uko kuri kunzi pane vanotengesa mumigwagwa vawanikwa ivo vachipfurwa nemabullets eplastic. Kana kutaurawo nekushanya kwaita amai Jill Biden kuNamibia zvese izvozvo zvirimo mugango.
Okay. Panyaya yezvaitika kuBulawayo tete, ini ndinoona sekuti hazvibatsiri kuti vadzingirire vanhu kuti musatengesa mugwagwa, asi vasina hurumende isina kana chairi kuita chinobatika chekuti vanhu vasatengesera mugwagwa macho, because ndobasa regara tosara nevanhu, umwe neumwe akuchizvitsvagira mari kuti akwanise kuraramisa mhuri yake. And ndo chete nzira yasara yekuti vanhu tikwanise kunge tichirarama. Saka kana achivadzingirira, indoona sekuti agara maitiro ehurumende kana yanguva yemaelection. Mukazvitarisisa every year panoitwa maelection, vanoita sache behavior yakaita seiyoyo. Ingori nyaya yekuda kutsvaga, because ndaona zvangu chimwe chiposti chacho akutonzi makanzuro ECCC azodai azodai, vakupomedzera vamwe vanhu vasina nemhosva yese kuti vakwanise kunge vachidi kutsvaka mavhoti nenzira iyo isina kunaka. Tagara tozviziva ndo maitire ayo ZANU-PF.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo. Amero, kana muri kuda kukomentawo nenyaya yekushanya kwaamai Jill Biden kuNamibia musati mabva zvino.
Ndinoona sekuti zvakapinda kunaka, zviri kuratidza kuti Namibia iri kukwanisa kudyidzana nenyika dzinokwanisa kunge dzichibatsira nyika yavo. Hazvibatsiri kuti titi vanhu vachena vazodai vazodai, hatidi kudyidzana navo kana kuti vazotitemera masangenzi, asi musina chinobatika futi chinoitika. Kushanya kwavo kunoratidza kuti Namibia iri kuzama nepainokwanisa navopo kuti iite ushamwari nenyika dzakabudirira kuti ivo vakwanisewo kudi kubudira. Saka ina handioni paine dambudziko pakadaro. Ndiona sekunge itori negwara rakangwara nepunduto muupenyu hweramangwana renamibia.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo mukoma Egias Muvinzi, vari kutaura nesu panhare pari zvino. Muve neweekend yakanaka nezuva rakanaka. Bye bye. I'll come back to you. Yes, mai Hove Cooper, motipa mazwi enyu ekupedzisira kuti gore rino makanangana nezvipi uye zvevanhu vanokuwana ipapi kana vari kuda kunzwa zvamuri kuita.
Ndinotenda isu munogona kutiwana pa website yedu inonzi theconcernedfamily.org. Ndo patinoratidza mabasa atinoita, uye tiri kunonzi Riverside kuSouthern California, ndiko kwatinoshandira tiri munzvimbo inonzi Paris. Gore rino takatarisana nenyaya yokuti tisimudzire kudyidzana kwedu isu vatema vemuno muAmerica nevekuAfrica, nokuti nhoroondo yedu inongotiratidza kuti tiri vanhu vamwe chete, asi pane zvinhu zvatisinganzwisisani pakati pedu zvatinoda kusimudzira.
Thank you. Let me give more blessing. Just 30 seconds ungotaurawo mazwi enyu ekupedzisira. More blessing.
Aiwa,
taura enyu mazwi enyu
ekupedzisira.
Aiwa,
it's my wish walking beno nyika yedu yaita zvakanaka.
Thank you so much. More blessing there. Just saying that her wish is for things to go right in Zimbabwe. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and the listeners and those that were streaming with us. Signing off in Washington, our marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.